The reddishness of the earth was the colour of all the ground thereabouts, not a sign of blood. Tolliver examined it carefully. It held no clues. "It has been well cleaned," Mackintosh said. Tolliver could not help but frown. If he had been Sherlock Holmes, the fictional detective whose stories had been all the rage in England since Tolliver was a babe in arms, he would have cursed this statement and gone back to his apartment to work out his anger playing the violin, except that in his case it would be a cello. "The Kikuyu despise and fear death," a lovely voice from behind Tolliver said. He turned to see Vera's grave face. She was standing beside Labazo and looked up to him, seemingly for confirmation. The native policeman might have been carved out of wood for all his expression altered. The girl shrugged and went on. "They burn down a hut if someone dies in it. They will not touch a dead body. My father and Joe Morley had to move my uncle to the operating room." She spoke the words without distaste or judgment, straightforwardly, as no proper English girl ever would have. "Joe Morley?" Tolliver asked. "The manager of the plantation," the missionary explained. Labazo looked down. Tolliver saw in his eyes that it was costing him some effort to maintain his lack of expression. "My workers would have refused to come into the fields where a dead body was found," the Reverend Mackintosh said. "Morley had to call in Chichinga Mbura to cleanse the area. At this time of year, the weeds want to turn the field wild again. And it is hard enough to get the workers to give us enough time to keep nature at bay." "Who is this Chichinga Mbura?" Tolliver asked. The very mention of the name had set the muscles in Labazo's jaw working. "The local witch doctor," Mackintosh said, his voice ever more apologetic.